also have a list of at least 5 other properties that have been approved by planning and zoning that do not have vacation rentals adjacent to their property. The property in question is right here at 1485 Jones. The Red Stars, this is Franklin Cedars Resort. The Red Stars are all existing vacation rentals. The Gold Stars are all are approved vacation rentals that have not yet been built. This house is 1/2 mile from this one, and it's a little over 1/2 mile down to this vacation rental that has been there for quite some time. It's a single family residence. We're going to take the existing house that is there. We bought this property at auction and upgrade it. We bought it for $225,000. We've already put $70,000 into it, cleaning up the place, getting rid of it's been vacant for a while. Cleaning up the property, building some walking trails in the back to keep people off the road. The owner would like for his family to be able to come and stay there. Because we got lake properties that I can't ever, whenever they want to come, it's already booked. So, we believe that this will be good for the neighborhood. We are compatible.
Don't see any reason why that it should have been denied.
Can you indicate again where, yeah, where you're proposing?
This area is the Bass Pro shooting range. So in all honesty, if you were going to go out here and build you a big house, I wouldn't recommend that, because I have vacation rental here and in here, and during the day, you can hear the gun range, especially when there's no leaves. And you can hear it down here too.
Can you show me again, please, where is the, where are you planning on, or where are you asking to have the vacation rental?
Right here.
Okay.
And these are already all vacation rentals.
So what did you say the distance was from the Blue Star to the Gold and Red Stars?
It is 1/2 mile. And it's a little over 1/2 mile to the existing vacation rental down there.
There's only like 3 houses between all of the stars being in your location.
And right. Actually, for all these stars, there's 11 houses on this road that are not vacation rentals.
You're pretty familiar with that area out there, right? Well, where is that? Where's Anderson Road?
It's on down here. It goes on down there.
Where's Holiday Road?
It is right here. Now, I know that they had said that the road shrinks down in size at Holiday Road, but actually this last year, they widened the road all the way down here to this corner. And there is a turnaround also right here. Now, to go down that way towards Arkansas, it is scary. It is one way. But all the way down here, it's been widened this last year.
Scott, is there any way to verify that distance?
Where are we wanting to measure?
From the nearest nightly rentals to this property.
And it's this one on Walnut. Mm-hmm. You want to follow the road or just by air?
House
to house by air is 3106.
Okay.
And I don't know if this one's closer. Of course, this one's down Siler's. That's 3883. Of course, the one past it's 75. Well, that's from that one. So 39.90.
What is that? 30 what feet? A little over half a mile.
Yeah, 0.6 miles. That's the crow flies.
That's the crow flies.
Yeah, I mean, there's no properties between that. Just a couple of houses.
Now, it seems like
this easement right here has got a concern.
That easement no longer exists.
So where do you enter your property?
There is a new road. Right? It goes, that's the line that I drew here.
Can you bring that up here, please?
She's saying it's going right here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see it now.
And this gap right here in the trees.
It goes straight up there. So it doesn't go through the robinette.
That answers my question.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. It's kind of like that right there, the black line.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is that road closed, the easement, where it cannot be used?
Yes, there is a fence built across it. That fence was built there. This used to be Silas Jones' place, and his daughter Dale lives here. And prior to the auction, they had built a fence across here and put the gravel in there. We've put more gravel in there since then, but yes.
Okay, guess I have more questions for her. Okay, thank you. All right, is there anybody else that's here to speak for or against this project?
Tim Davis. I've signed in. I'm the attorney for Jim McKissick, who owns this. He owns probably a couple dozen at least other places in Branson. He really builds nice houses. And
I'm not sure, Michelle showed you some of the pictures of what Jim intends to build, but the house that he builds will look like this. If you compare this, I mean, this is a $600,000 to $700,000 house that Jim's going to put on that place once he gets finished with it. When you compare this to the trailers with debris in their yards that are at some other places on Jones Road, I think this is a significant improvement to the neighborhood. It's also, as a matter of law, the decision record said we find it's incompatible because there's no adjoining property that's also a nightly rental. But in fact, under the development guidance code, there's no requirement for compatibility that an adjoining property must have the identical designation that you're seeking. So, for example, we do have nightly rentals, and then around them, would all the contiguous properties would might be have an R1 designation or an agricultural designation with no nightly rental touching them. That happens numerous times. And so there's never... And as Michelle handed you the list, a partial list of nightly rentals that are approved in Taney County that have no other nightly rental immediately touching them. So it's something to take into account that you can find compatibility without having a contiguous use that already matches what you want to do. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. And again, this is all significant because there's an existing nightly rental even further down Jones Road. There are about a dozen nightly rentals already partway down Jones Road, an existing nightly rental even further down Jones Road, and then up at the end of Jones Road where it intersects with Highway 86, there are dozens, maybe at least 70, if not more than 100 nightly rentals sitting at the end of Jones Road where it intersects 86. All right, well, I hope that's helpful to you. If you have any questions, I'll answer them. All right, thanks, guys.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Michael Himes. I'm one of the owners of Branson Creek Resort. We are the resort located at the direct end of 86 and Jones Road. I am not part of L&J Log Homes. I'm not here to speak on behalf of Mr. McKissick, but I am interested in seeing this get resolved because much like what we're seeing almost every meeting, you guys in planning and zoning are having to deal with more and more issues where residential communities are being interrupted by Airbnb, VRBO, and this type of opportunity. My interest is in seeing that this gets resolved. So a couple things. I've already offered to Scott that if a traffic issue develops further down Jones Road, because I own the corner, I'm willing to put in a turn lane to allow people to exit to the right, which is the majority of the turns that are taken off of Jones Road. because all it takes is one car stop waiting to go left, and 86 is very busy now. I mean, between what we've done and Johnny's done, it's a very busy highway. That's first. Secondly, we also now own the old Moose Lodge, and I've offered up that to planning and zoning as well as anybody else for the town hall meetings, because I know that the plan is to try to get everybody together. We already see an increase in our type of nightly rental. People are not interested in condos and hotels as much as they used to. They want the outdoor freestanding unit. So you're going to see more and more people trying to buy up the existing lots that are there that Oakmont Hill still has for sale. They're going to come to you. They're going to go to planning and zoning first, and the broad stroke will be a yes or a no. But you guys are the decision makers, and your job is to basically come up with solutions. So I think one of the opportunities that's facing you guys tonight is that, yes, you're approving or not approving one single unit tonight on 11 and a half acres. There's a gentleman, I believe he's here tonight, Mr. Hurley, who wrote a letter to planning and zoning basically saying, look, I bought into this, you know, whatever time he bought 6 years ago because he wanted to live in a residential community. He didn't know he was going to end up in a commercial district. I reached out to Mr. Hurley and talked to him at length, and I'm not going to speak on his behalf, but I said, Mr. Hurley, what are your concerns? And his concerns are valid. He wants to know who's going to be in the neighborhood, what kind of people are going to be staying in these nightly rentals. Jim McKissick has already 15 or 16 nightly rentals at my resort. This one that he's planning to build on this 11 and a half acres is very much similar to the one that Mr. and Mrs. Nichols have, which is right next to Mr. Hurley's house. And I asked Mr. Hurley, I said, do you have a problem with that one? And he goes, not really. And again, he'll speak on his own if he, you know, if he plans to talk tonight. What I offered was basically a solution that I think you guys can take a look at. I said, Jim, look, I know that you're about to vote on this one single unit, but after this is the one to vote on the next eight. And rather than throw the baby out with the bathwater and take all eight and deny those, which I'm sure you'll probably do, I said to Mr. Hurley, what if we gave Mr. McKissick and another eight lots at our location? So that basically the compromise would be, let Jim, who already bought this property, develop it for one unit, one single six-bedroom unit, and it will cost at least $500,000 by the time he's done. It'll improve the area. It will not be a hindrance to the neighbors. I think that Michelle has already talked to the people on either side, and I don't think they immediately have a problem with it. But I do understand Mr. Hurley and some of the other people that own further down Jones Road not wanting to see that become a highway for nightly rental usage. But I think that Oakmont and the way it's set up is there's just so much interest, guys. I mean, you're going to see this more and more and more. And I think the fact that the PNZ is doing a moratorium to try to sort this out is a good idea. But you guys are the decision makers. You're the last bastion for the yay or the nay. And I think that the opportunity tonight is a compromise. And I'm just letting you know that we are willing to help Mr. McKissick on the extra eight that he needs. But I think you should vote for approval tonight for the one. It'll improve the market. It'll improve the value of the homes in the area. And Jim has been a great tenant, landlord, owner, and he really has done a spectacular job. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
I'm Tim Schaefer, and we own the property that's probably the closest to Silas and Wanda's old house that just sold on auction. And we've owned this property for probably 12 years. And when we first moved down here, it was mostly all residential, and it was mostly the Jones family. Silas and Wanda's daughter lives to the north, and their son Danny lives to the south, and then we live on the one right beside it right here.
Well, this is our house. This is the one they want the option. Since we've lived here, Ray is gone now. This house was vacant for a while, got vandalized, and so it's turned into an eyesore for the last 5 years. And Silas and Wanda, as they aged out, their property became a little dilapidated also. And we're encouraged by people that are coming in and investing money into the neighborhood and cleaning these eyesores up, because these are the two houses that we see out our living room window. So we've met the neighbors. We like them. We're encouraged by what they're doing, and it's exciting to see some new stuff go on. And obviously, as neighbors, we're encouraged by people improving the property around us. And same thing with the property to the south, too. You know, we had some concerns, and they were quick to resolve those concerns, and I know that it would help those neighbors also, because they they're failing in health now also, but